Radioactive, you're listening to Caffeine and Aspirin, you lucky things. So for three decades, Footnote New Zealand Dance has delighted and inspired Kiwis through contemporary dance. During the weekend of the 28th and 29th of August, the company premieres 30 Forward, celebrating 30 years of success and innovation ahead of a nationwide tour of New Zealand. 30 Forward acknowledges the contribution of New Zealand choreographers throughout Footnote's history, and the work includes a new commission which draws on the company's physical history to suggest where the next steps may take them. Joining me in the studio to tell us more about 30 Forward and the events surrounding the 30th birthday are Footnote Dance General Manager Richard Ando and dancer Costa Bogoevsky. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Morning.
And how does Saturday find you?
Saturday's amazing out there.
Isn't it beautiful?
Super beautiful.
It is, but you know what? Take advantage of it, I guess. Go out and enjoy this, because who knows? It is only August. So, Richard, could you tell us a bit about the history of Footnote Dance?
Yeah, Footnote was founded in 1985. It's been in the same location the whole time that we've been going, which is on Cuba Mall. Studios, Tarrant Dance Studios, which is at 125 Cuba. So the stairs have actually, they're wooden, and they're kind of totally curved in now with the number of people who've walked up and down them. It's been a dance studio for 70 years, so it's an amazing space. But Footnote has been a contemporary dance company for the whole of that time. It's a professional company, so we have dancers on contract all year. And we make new work all the time, new contemporary dance work, and then tour it nationally, internationally. So it's a really amazing organization to be part of, really.
And how did you get involved with it?
I was formerly the editor of a magazine in Wellington called Fishhead. So I used to generally manage and be the editor of that. And then I got talking to the founder of Footnote, Deirdre Tarrant, who is an amazing person in Wellington, and many people have interacted with her in many different ways. And we got talking, and she let me know of the change of the company's structure, hence my arrival as general manager. And I just thought it sounded amazing. So I went through what everyone else does and applied for a job, and I'd already decided to leave Fishhead, so it was just, amazing serendipity that we met and talked and applied, and the rest is history, as they say.
So how long have you been with Footnote for?
We transitioned the company structure in the start of 2014, about 18 months now. So, I know a lot more about contemporary dance now than I did then, that's for sure.
Well, did you know like very little about it when you went into it, or did you have a history of dance before then?
I am not a dancer, but thank you for not ruling that out entirely as part of your comment there. I'd seen Footnote shows before and seen other contemporary dance shows, but I wasn't in any way immersed in contemporary dance in the way that I have been in the last 18 months. So it's been a fascinating kind of journey for me personally,
sure,
as well as, you know, the company changing and doing new things, and it's been great.
I don't like, I'm not very well versed in contemporary dance. What did you learn through working with Footnote that you think would be interesting to a person that doesn't know a lot about it?
That's a very interesting question, particularly as Costa's next to me, who's one of the dancers of the company, so
he knows what he's
vigorously
doing.
Shake his head and say, what is he talking about now? But I've had many insights over that time, from just really basic insights into the way that they move and how quickly they work is insane. You can walk away, come back for an hour, and then incredible new movement has just developed. And for someone who's not able to do that, it's mind-boggling, actually, to see them doing that. They're incredible athletes as well. So a lot of our work now involves, for some people, not actually that much movement, but to generate the quality of movement that the dancers generate is really interesting for me as well. This show that we're about to put on, 30 Forward, involves a lot of movement. So it's at the other end of the movement spectrum, which means you have another insight. When the guys finish the show, they're just absolutely, I mean, it's a really, really physical thing to be doing, which sounds stupid, it's dance, but
What, leave it all on the floor?
Absolutely, yeah, totally.
Oh, that's so exciting. Well, aside from 30 Forward, the show itself, what events are going to be on to celebrate Footnote's 30th birthday?
I have had this word approved. I'm going to use it. There's a smorgasbord of events.
I'm sorry,
happening.
Is that smorgasbord?
It's a Swedish word, as I said previously. There's a smorgasbord. That we've got heaps of things going on this week. It's a massive milestone. Footnote is the longest running contemporary dance company in the country by miles. By a good 10 years, and being part of Wellington, we're their only national contemporary dance company based in Wellington, which is, we love being part of the city and being on Cuba for 30 years. So we've got an exhibition, a free exhibition at a space that used to be called Mighty Mighty.
Oh, I miss those words.
Beloved
together.
By me and everybody else in Wellington who knows exactly what they should be talking about. I used to run the quiz there and loved it.
Did you?
So much. But anyway, so we'll be back in that space for a week, and we have an
Wonderful.
Exhibition, a free exhibition of 30 years of poster art and flyers and programs. It's fascinating because you can see the early posters are amazing.
How have they changed?
Well, they're just, it's 30 years of design. Yeah. So at the start, you know, there were no computers. It was all, you know, hand-designed and hand-produced. You know, we got some sketches, you know, concepts for posters. They had to draw the whole concept, and then they had to draw the whole poster. You know, it's a totally different way of working. So to see that along the walls of Mighty Mighty is, yeah, we're really happy to be able to do that.
I'm there. When can I go there?
11 till 6 every day next week.
Excellent.
You'll probably see me there.
Forward to it.
Yeah. So that's, we're really excited about that. We've got a Petra Kucha event on Thursday. It's at City Gallery Wellington.
Great.
So we're also looking forward to that, of course. So working with Craig and the team at Petra Kucha.
And what does that involve, Petra Kucha?
So it's 12 presentations. They're all 20 slides for 20 seconds. So it's a fixed format. Everyone talks for 6 minutes, 40 seconds. And when they go, they're going. So it means that people can't get, you know, carried away and talk for ages, as I'm doing now, but they have to stick to the format.
Is there a gong? Do they get wrestled off the
Well, the slides just auto-advance, so you've got no chance once it starts. And we've got a really broad range of speakers from people who've been choreographers, dancers. Costa's doing one, standing next to me. And lots of other people who are not necessarily dance, but have designed for dance, or they've created, you know, sound for dance, just a whole community around that.
So lots of different perspectives on Footnote.
Totally, yeah. So we're, and City Gallery Wellington has been a long time, you know, partner for Footnote as well. So that feels really nice.
We've got curator Aaron Lister coming in very soon. Maybe I'll have a sneaky talk to him about this.
Well,
because
we're in there, Fiona Pardington's exhibition has just opened. So we're going to let everybody who comes to see the Petra Kucha explore the gallery as well at the same time.
Well, so it's Fiona's coming in there as well. So this is
a
beautiful coincidence.
It's Wellington, right? So it's, you know, a really big family here. We've got other events. We've got parties after the show on Saturday night, free after party.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm also involved with this then.
And we've got the show, so Costa knows a lot more about the movement because I've been running around town, but 30 Forward he'll tell you about it, but it involves Deirdre Tarrant, the founder, curating selected highlights. It involves a new work by Malia Johnson, which we're excited about as well.
Of course.
And Costa knows all about it.
So, Costa, how long have you been involved with Footnote Dance?
Hello, listeners. I've been involved with Footnote Dance for, I think, just over a year.
Fantastic. What were you doing before then?
Studying at Unitech up in Auckland. It's a polytechnic school, training in contemporary dance.
Of course. And did you move down to Wellington specifically for Footnote or for other reasons?
Yeah, they brought me down here last year. I was interning with them for a project with Alexa Wilson and joined them full-time this year.
And how has the transition to full-time been?
Pretty much the same thing, except I just can't call myself a student now.
You can't. Yeah. What do you call yourself?
dancer. but my student ID is still valid in some places. So.
Good. Enjoy that.
So sometimes student, sometimes dancer.
So 30 Forward, how would you describe the show to listeners?
30 Forward is half old stuff, half new stuff.
And how would you describe old terms and new? Like, how does that line up?
Okay, so the first half is fragments of old works over the past, just the last 10 years, I think. Mm. And then the second half is choreographed by Malia Johnston.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of sampling from old material, present material, and even imagining what the future might look like to make a new work. So that's just going to be, I think, the general feel of that is celebration. Yeah.
That's really interesting to me. I love that we're looking back at old works. We've got some new stuff and then imagining what future dance will look like. Like, have you had any insights into that?
At first I was really excited when she told us the idea that we were going to be sampling from old material, because it's like the perfect chance to just steal. Because I love stealing, and then making it my own. So yeah, I like the idea that we get to sample this old material and find something new out of it, and then to try and imagine what future dance might look like, to produce something possibly new or even something that is nostalgic.
So the dance that I guess is classified as old and 34'd, how is that different to the new works? Like, is there any vast difference there? Or
Yeah, totally. When we were rehearsing the first section, taking excerpts of old works, to rehearse that was just enjoyable, to say the least, because it's just really old school material, sort of. I don't want to undermine the choreographers back then, but yeah, it's funny how much dance has changed even in the last 10 years.
Is it less challenging to perform, or more so?
More physical.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
We're kind of steering away from this kind of modern or traditional style of dance to something that is not necessarily pedestrian, but different.
So Richard mentioned before that I think there's a precision to maybe new dance, which involves less movement. Is that true? Like,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us a bit about that.
I'm totally into not doing much on stage. Well, not to be lazy, but to try and say as much as you can with the least amount of physical effort, I think is the kind of challenge of contemporary dance at the moment. Or
so really pared back.
Yeah. To what can you really say with the body? I mean, just to have a present body on stage is already a statement. So I guess playing with that from a blank canvas and then adding to it.
So I guess if you're working from old works, does it, I guess, calm down throughout the show? So is it flailing arms and running everywhere and then just gets more centered and stiller?
Actually, this show is totally physical.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's wrecking me at the moment. Yeah, the first and second half, it's just turned out that way.
I've always been curious. What is life as a dancer like? Like, can you eat whatever you want? Do you have to do lots of weights training? Like, how is that? How do you live? What is your life?
I used to be able to eat whatever I wanted. But
amen.
This year I'm
Preach.
Kind of, this year I'm like having stomach troubles or something. I'm just pushing it a little bit. Maybe too many pies, too many KFC. I tried the paleo diet earlier this year, just to see how things went. And I think it just didn't give me the amount of energy that I needed from, I just needed more carbohydrates, I think.
Yeah, I guess back in the paleo times, very few dancers. They're all busy chasing mammoths and...
Yeah.
Well, that in itself is a dance. So 34'd sounds incredibly physical, and I can't wait to see that. And also the events surrounding the 30th birthday of Footnote sounds so interesting. I can't wait to go into Mighty Mighty and see, the exhibition of all the posters and designs. Petra Kucha, Costa, what is your Petra Kucha piece about?
It's called Moving Body Thoughts, and it's about, to put it simply, states of awareness within live performance. Yeah.
Are you going to get through it in the allotted time?
We'll see.
Yeah, no?
It's very text heavy, and it's going to be challenging.
And the tweeples out there can follow the events by using the hashtag footnote30 or hashtag 34'd.
I quite enjoyed your hashtag.
Hashtag. I don't get to say it a lot. I'm scared of Twitter. but you know what? Maybe this will
bring
drag
you out.
Me into
Instagram.
The world.
Do you Instagram as well? Can you? Would that?
Oh, I gram.
There we go. Hashtag applicable.
How can people get involved with Footnote? How can they be part of this like heavily Wellington-based, very exciting company?
That's a really good question. I mean, part of the reason for the events that we're putting on this week is there's some free opportunities just to come and find out more.
Yeah.
So another one from 3 o'clock on Saturday in the Opera House. We're going to open up the doors basically so people can come and go, find out a bit more about what happens, you know, as being part of the company.
Great.
And just start having a conversation. I mean, there always has been a conversation with people about Footnote in Wellington in particular, but just, you know, hopefully reach new people and bring in, new questions and new ideas and just, yeah, love to be part of a wider group of people, I guess. Yeah,
definitely, because you can have a vast appreciation for dance, not necessarily be a dancer and still get involved in this really great integral Wellington company. Yeah. I love it. I really do. I have been speaking with Richard and Costa about 30 Forward, so it's celebrating 30 years of Footnote New Zealand dance. I'm so excited about all the events. I can't wait to see the show, which do you open on the 28th or 29th of August?
28th of August, Friday and Saturday at the Opera House, 7:30. Actually, all the timetable for the week and everything else, ticket information is on footnote.org.nz,
great,
the website, and also on our Facebook page as well. So
fantastic. Okay, thank you.
We'd love
you
to check it out.
Oh, it's been wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in. And now, how about a little bit of Ash Grey Restart?